I dig your colors, girl. Shades of life, a lot of you. Tell me what you see through your eyes of changing hue.
Hello and welcome back to the Hello Colour podcast, where we celebrate all things colour. I'm Momdaz Begum Hussein. I'm a colour therapist and modern colour theorist. I've also written a book about colour called Hello Rainbow. Various articles on the topic, run colourful workshops, I host colourful events and provide colour consultancy to brands. So you could say I know a thing or two about colour. And that includes championing colour for its well-being properties. At certain times of the year, though, there are other forces at play that can interfere with positive colour energies. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a type of depression that creeps in during the winter months. It can make people feel down and generally lose motivation. One of the reasons it happens is that when the days are shorter and colder, we tend to have less exposure to fresh air and natural light, which manifests itself as SAD. Now, we can't change nature, but we can prepare for it. In this episode, I'm sharing how to prepare for SAD season so that when it kicks in, you'll have some tools to help alleviate the symptoms. I thought I'd put together 8 things that I do that you could try to help keep SAD at bay. SAD affects people differently. Some people can fall into deeper levels of depression during winter, which requires professional help. For others, it may be amplified on grey days, but not be present on others. This is a milder form of SAD, and it can be managed without assistance from a professional. These 8 tips that I'm sharing for how to tackle SAD are from my perspective as a colour therapist, and they're for people who have mild SAD. So here goes, let the countdown begin. Number 1, eat sunshine. I'm looking at you, bright yellow tropical smoothie. Fruit smoothies made of sunshine fruits like pineapple and mango are summer flavours, but they shouldn't be relegated to that season. Orange foods are energizing, while yellow foods are mood boosting. So building summer smoothies into your winter schedule can feel like a burst of sunshine. This is something I practice a lot. It's okay if you can't get hold of fresh fruits, by the way, because frozen fruits is a lifesaver at this time of year. Number 2, make art. Particularly art that involves playing with colours. The act of painting or colouring in is a form of sensory stimuli that awakens your creativity, keeps you alert, and brings you pleasure. I recently rediscovered magic painting books. I had them as a child. They're these books that are filled with black and white illustrations. When you apply water with a brush, the pages magically become colourful. It's very exciting and satisfying, and I highly recommend it. Even if you can only find a child's book, still give it a go. Number 3 is ecotherapy, and this is exactly as it sounds. Get outside and go into nature. Now, I know it's easier said than done on a winter's day, but this is where thermals are your friend. The trick to going on winter walks or doing outdoor activities is being properly dressed. If you wear thermals and accessories like a hat and scarf and gloves, then you can stay out for longer. Now, this might sound obvious, but it's alarming the number of people that I know that complain they're cold, and it's just because they aren't dressed properly for the weather. Your wardrobe needs to adapt in order for you to survive the great outdoors when it's cold. Number 4, do something social. It's proven all over the world. Think of the blue zones, which have the most people living to their hundreds, that if you socialize, you have a lot more purpose in life, which makes you feel more positive. And this naturally boosts your health. So how does that relate to SAD? Well, when you're feeling down, The idea of seeing people can be difficult and it makes you feel worse. As soon as your mindset is open to socializing, you start to have something to look forward to, and this encourages the natural endorphins. But make it simple, nothing too complicated. Could you go to a local event inside a library, a leisure center, religious venue, or do a workshop or class? How about joining a choir? Anything that involves being around other people has powerful mental and physical health benefits. Number 5, seize the light. So I want you to take every opportunity you possibly can to be in daylight. And if that means changing your schedules a bit, then so be it. If you normally do food shopping in the evening, why not go in the morning instead so you can appreciate the lights? Plan your schedule around light as much as you can. Also, top tip, be mindful of not blocking the light trying to get in. This means making sure your curtains and blinds are open fully for maximum light exposure. And also, something I'm very guilty of is be aware of what's on your windowsills, because that can also block the light. I tend to use my windowsills for storage, which is a bad idea. All the stuff needs to be moved for winter at least. So number 6 carries on with this theme of light therapy, but here's another way you can actually experience the benefits of light. The most common way to treat SAD, in fact, is to buy a lamp that mimics the effect we get from being in the actual sun. So these SAD lamps alert your body and boost your happy hormones, which automatically improves your mood. You can also try a dawn simulator. This is a lamp that's placed in your bedroom, and it basically gradually starts to brighten up just like the sun would on a morning when it shines through your windows. It can help you naturally wake up even on the dark grey days. It means your body will just start to recognize the light and get into a regular routine. Number 7, oh I love this one, it's explore fragrance. Simulating all your senses is beneficial at a time when your body feels dormant and may want to hibernate. Essential oils are perfect. They actually complement color therapy, as they could be used to reinvigorate you. If you don't want to use oils, you could try using incense or even using a diffuser. In fact, I have one of those colourful diffusers, so it actually gives out fragrance and changes different colours at the same time. So you kind of get a 2-in-1 boost of colour therapy. Finally, number 8 is make a rainbow survival kit. This is essentially a type of first aid kit that's filled with colourful surprises rather than plasters and bandages. Open it up whenever you need a mood boost. You'll need to make one up in advance. It could include colourful objects, a photograph, stickers, and colourful snacks. I've included a section on how to make your own rainbow survival kit in my book, Hello Rainbow, Finding Happiness in Colour. So check that out to find out more about how to make one and what to include. Thank you so much for listening. With these 8 tools up your snuggly sleeves, I really hope that your winter months are a bit more colourful and a tad less daunting. I'd love to hear some of your own tips for how you tackle SAD. You can tag me on social media at MomTazBH. Leave a comment on the podcast or get in touch on email. My address is in the show notes, along with a link to buy my book, Hello Rainbow. In fact, it's a link where you can buy signed copies of it if you'd like a personalised message. That's possible too. Shout out to Cellophane Company for creating my podcast theme. You can show them some love on Spotify and Apple Music. They've now got 2 albums that you can have a listen to. So have a great week. Stay colourful and speak soon.